Chapter 18. Mega Man was closing in on Dr. Wily. "Let's see, which way now?" he asked himself. Up ahead, he saw the castle's moat. "Maybe I'll find Dr. Wily's laboratory if I dive down and look for a secret entrance," he said. Without a pause, he jumped in. He swam and swam. At first, the moat seemed empty. Mega Man had thought that there might be alligators in it, but he saw nothing. Just then, as he thought he was safe, an enormous fish swam up from below him. "They must live in the very bottom of the moat," thought Mega Man. He swam fast, trying to figure out what weapon would work against this fish, which was following him closely. "Bubble lead," he cried. "Of course." He fired the heavy bubble. The fish exploded with a muffled ba-boom. Mega Man felt the waves of water wash past him. "That bubble lead is powerful stuff," he said. "And because it belonged to Bubble Man, it works well underwater." Mega Man kept on swimming. Finally, he found the secret entrance he'd been looking for. Mega Man crashed through the door and raced through the passageway inside, using the leaf shield to blast his way past Dr. Wily's guards. Still going strong, he crashed through another door and came to a screeching halt. He hadn't found the secret laboratory. He had stumbled into Guts Dozer's garage. "So this is where Dr. Wily keeps Guts Dozer," he said, rolling toward him on huge steel tracks, the most gigantic robot Mega Man had ever seen. He looked like a half-giant, half-bulldozer combination. His eyes flashed with anger as he rolled toward Mega Man, waving his huge fists in the air. His orange armor glowed, and the giant spikes coming out of his shoulders looked like they'd just been sharpened. Guts Dozer was big. Guts Dozer was mean. And Guts Dozer was coming straight for Mega Man. He made a thunderous noise. Mega Man felt very tiny all of a sudden, but he knew he must destroy Guts Dozer. He tried every weapon he had. The air shooter didn't even make Guts Dozer blink. The atomic fire bounced off his solid steel body. The quick boomerang didn't even make a dent. Guts Dozer kept on rolling. "I'll squash you flat, Mega Man," he roared. He ran right over the bubble lead that Mega Man threw. The metal blade just didn't seem powerful enough either. "The time stopper might buy me some time," said Mega Man, "but it won't destroy this guy. The only weapon I have left is the crash bomber. Let's hope it works." Guts Dozer was roaring even closer now. He was about to roll right over Mega Man and squash him flat. "Here I come, Mega Man," he shouted thunderously. Mega Man crossed his fingers and aimed the crash bomber. Kaboom! There was a bright flash. Mega Man closed his eyes so he wouldn't be blinded. When he opened them, Guts Dozer was gone. Mega Man turned to leave Guts Dozer's garage. He could see now that it wasn't going to be so simple to get to Dr. Wily. This castle really was full of booby traps. "If only Dr. Light could talk to me," he said out loud. "But I know he's watching. At least he knows I'm still alive." Mega Man felt stronger just thinking about Dr. Light. He didn't feel so alone in the castle anymore. It was time to start climbing up out of the lower depths of the castle. Looking up, Mega Man spotted a series of long, long ladders leading up out of the basement. "Here goes," he said, beginning to climb. He was getting good at climbing by now, but it was still hard work. Mega Man struggled up the ladder. He reached the top of the first ladder and began to run along the walkway to get to the next one. Suddenly, he heard the sound of static. Was Dr. Light trying to reach him? Mega Man knew that was impossible. Then a loud voice spoke from every corner of the room. "Mega Man, this is Dr. Wily speaking. Do you read me?"
"Yes, I do," said Mega Man.
"I have been watching you," said the voice. "You are quite a fighter, but you might as well give up now, because you won't get me."
"You don't scare me, Dr. Wily," said Mega Man, "and you better watch out, because I'm on my way."
Mega Man ran along the walkway and through the nearest door. He had to find Dr. Wily, but instead of a hallway, Mega Man found himself in a small room with at least 20 doors, and every door was locked.
"Ha ha ha!" laughed the voice of Dr. Wily. "Good luck finding me, you little pest!"
Mega Man ignored Dr. Wily's voice. He took his crash bomber and threw bombs at every door in turn. As each door was blasted down, Mega Man saw that there was nothing behind it. It was a trick! He was trapped! At last, there was only one door left. He aimed the crash bomber and let a bomb fly. The door blew apart, and Mega Man stepped through it. "This might not be the right way, but it's my only chance," he said. And now a game hint from your friends at Geekay.com. When you see an air tiki, avoid his horns. Advice to live by. Advice to live by.